Vince is on the phone. How are we doing today, Vince?
A lot better than last week.
Win is a win. It's amazing how narrow these games can be, what they all come down to, and the difference in everybody's feelings between a win and a loss.
You know what? I mean, we knew, coming into this week, it was going to be challenging for us. First of all, it was, we're coming off of a loss in Seattle, and then how quick can we get it turned around into the division football game with the New York Jets? So I think everybody came to work last week. Everybody was focused. And one thing we talked about defensively was, everybody just raising their level of play individually. Try to do someone else's job. Do your job better. And I think for the most part, we did that. There was a lot of positives out there yesterday. Not saying we was perfect. It's never perfect, but it was a lot of positive things that we did out there yesterday. Something definitely we can actually look at the film and move on and want to do more of. So we just have to take it in stride, and get back to work this week in London against St. Louis. So, but it was a big win for us. Like I said, division is always tough. You never look at records when you're talking about division games because, if no other team know each other better than your opponent in the division. So you saw two good football teams that know each other very, very well. And it went down to overtime in critical plays and making critical plays. And we just happened to make, a little bit more than them at the end of the day.
One of those critical plays happened early in the game and led to a safety. I'm just wondering from your perspective, did you know as soon as you came off the ball, did you know that Sanchez was in trouble, that Green was in trouble handing off the ball? You had Slauson in a very vulnerable position. I mean, did you have a sense that was going to lead to a big play?
When I made contact with the offensive lineman, yes. I didn't know what it meant, safety or turnover, what was going to happen, but just making the contact with the offensive lineman, I kind of felt that it was going to be, a pretty positive play just because of the penetration. I felt I had a lot of leverage, and I was getting a lot of movement on that play right then and there. So, luckily, we got some points out of it. That was big. We always talk about defense for being able to turn the ball over and try to score on defense. So I think we held our own yesterday. I think we played, like I say, it wasn't perfect, but I think everybody came, ready to play this football game.
And the reason I asked that question, Vince, is because you reacted extremely quickly to the play. Now, when you felt like you had leverage on Slauson, at what point did you say, all right, find the football, or is that just instinct for you? Okay,
I didn't even know the ball came out until I felt it hit my leg, but I still didn't see it. Until the last minute I saw Sanchez running back, and then I, actually got a chance to see it myself. Then start chasing it. But, right then and there, I didn't know it came out until it hit my leg. And I had a feeling it was a ball when it hit my leg. The instincts take over then, get the ball. When the ball's out, as a defender, you want to rally to it. So, that was just a heads-up play. I mean, I'm not going to say it was planned out like that. No, I mean, like I said, we challenged one another. Each player challenged one another just to raise your level of play individually. And I think we did that yesterday.
Vince, it seems like we say this quite a bit, but the play at the end of the game to make Sanchez fumble was a group effort. Cunningham was actually in there. Was it Cunningham that was in there around his legs before the strip and in the fumble? Was that a stunt going on in there, or did he just make a nice individual play to get in?
No, you know what? Going into overtime, Bill just, he told us once we get the field goal to go up, 3 points in overtime, he just told us, hey, we need to rush. And everybody knew it, but, with Bill saying, I think everybody had in their mind, when we get in a rushing situation, we have to get there. So they gave us a look. We set up how we wanted to set up. We wanted to have the one-on-one with Cunningham to our left, knowing that they were sliding to our right. And, Cunningham and Nikovich, they made a hell of a play. They won the ball game for us. So I think just knowing the situation, we talked about weeks ago about being in a situation and not being able to execute, where everywhere we was in a situation and we knew the situation, we studied the situation, We just didn't know who was going to come free. But those guys that was one-on-one getting blocked, those two guys made the play for us. And Rob with the strip and the fumble recovery, that was a big break for us. And then it was exciting seeing the defense go out, you know, basically the game on our shoulders. We couldn't give up a touchdown. And we closed the door. And we talked about that. When we in the situation to close the door, close the door. I don't care how you close it, but close it. And Rob and Cunningham did a real good job of closing that door for us yesterday.
I was going to ask you about that and the difference of during the course of the game. It looked like you had a four-man rush through most of the game with Mayo playing off of the center. Did you bring guys up from time to time, or did you pretty much rush it with a four-man front through most of the game?
Most of the game, we stayed with our four-man rush. Like I said, it was a situation that we kind of knew how it was going to play out. We kind of knew where the one-on-one was going to be. We dictated the rush. And most part, it was good. I mean, it can get better. It definitely can get better. But in that situation, like I said, we couldn't work no perfect from you. You got the guys with the one-on-one. They beat their man. You know, they beat their man, and they made that play happen. So I think we have enough people in just to rush for a time. Sometimes we pressure, sometimes we don't. But I think we have good enough pass rushes where we can get to the quarterback with just four guys.
You've been to London before, so it's nothing new. But I'm just wondering, when you go there, how does that change your routine playing a game in England?
It doesn't. I mean, when you step on the field, you're playing football. I don't care where you're playing that, you know. So it's just, we're treating it as another football game, you know, a road game. We have to be ready to play. Plain and simple, I don't think anybody's going to think any different of it just because of where we're playing. And I mean, when the coin tossed, it's time to go to work, you know, and that's how we're going to approach it.
I was going to say, is it any different from going out to the West Coast? You're just going in the opposite direction. Based on how you guys travel, it's not like you're spending a lot of time on the ground or whatever, right?
Time difference.
Yeah, I mean, the time difference. But you know what? That's why you get out there a couple of days, and by game time, you'll be ready to go. Your body will be adjusted, and you'll be ready to go. So I don't think we'll have a problem with that. We didn't have it last time we went out there, and I don't think we have any problem this time around.
Yeah, it's your bye week after the game. You're gonna spend some extra time in London, in England, after the game? Spend another couple
of
days?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Rest, man, the rest. That's my biggest. I think that's the biggest thing for us. When the bye, you have to take advantage of that time to rest your body, get healed, get more treatment. The time that you don't have during a regular season where you're playing all the time, you know, the bye week, you get a chance to get your bodies back, spend a little extra time doing little things to help you get refreshed. So, because once we get back from this bye, you know, it balls to the wall now. You know, you're going throughout the whole season. Who knows what happened down the road, but basically we ate straight, and then whoever knows what after that. But it'll be time to buckle down and actually have to start winning ball games, especially in November, December. We have to be able to win ball games.
Vince, a lot of talk was about this team being able to finish games. Can you use a game like this to propel you in that right direction?
Absolutely. Like I said, the most exciting thing, and you feel like a big brother, you know, defensively being able to go out there, take the field, knowing we have a three-point lead, and if we get a turnover or if we just force them to kick a field goal, maybe we can block it, but just not give up a touchdown, you know. But being able to go out there and being able to close the door, with a turnover, that's the one thing that got me so excited about this. You know, it was a good team win. I mean, all three phases, from special team offense to defense. You know, like I said, it's never perfect, but we made enough plays. There was enough positive plays out there that we can look at this film and be like, you know what, this is the way we need to play if we want to continue to win. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We have to close, you know, we have to get ready for St. Louis, but it's some things that we can learn from. There's some things that we can actually do a lot better from this game going forward to be a successful football team.
You talked about the familiarity with the Jets. Just the opposite exists this week. It's almost like what you talked about 2 weeks ago with Seattle. You don't know an awful lot about them. what you're seeing, is this more like what Jeff Fisher was doing in Tennessee?
You know what? I mean, we're going to have to – you're absolutely right there. I mean, this is a team that we don't know well. So we have to spend more time watching film, going over some things at Tennessee, if it's any type of thing that he's doing differently or same that he did in Tennessee. And you have to build from there. So the more film work we can get in and just get a chance to know our opponents, the better we'll be. So we'll jump on that tomorrow. We'll get a head start and we'll see where we're at with that. But it's going to take a group effort. It's going to take, you know, all these days, the time that you have off, the little time that you do have off, being able to watch film on your own a lot just to get, you know, a little familiar with what's going on down there. And hopefully that's enough to win this ball game in London.
What do you do individually with film? Obviously, you're looking at what their offense is doing, but how much are you looking at tendencies, certain things that the guy opposite you in the offensive line and a few different guys do?
You know what? I think everybody is different. You know, for myself, each week is different, but it's main. You know, I like to see formations. I like to see a formation to me dictate everything for me, because I know I can only give a certain block or a certain play that can run out of the formation. Is it a heavy pass formation? Do they like to slide the lines formation? Do they like to pull blockers in this formation? So for me, it's a lot dealing with formation and the personnel that they're running in. So, but I might not be the same as, Mayo or Tom when they look at film. Everybody has their own differences of what they like to look at when you're looking at film.
All right, Vince, have a great week. Good luck out there in London, and be careful now. They speak real funny over there, so really be careful, all right?
Thank you, guys.
See you, bye.
All right, Vince.
Our guy, Vince Wilfork, right here on The Big Show.